South Africa has secured over 60 million COVID-19 vaccines from Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer. This is good news, but then of course we've hit a snag with the temporary halting of the Johnson & Johnson vaccinations while global investigations are made into the possible link between the J&J jab and unusual blood clot formations that have been observed in a small number of patients in the United States. Regardless of the twists and turns the national vaccination journey will encounter, one important recurring theme has been raised, and that's the partnership that needs to happen between the public and the private sector in ensuring that those who need to be vaccinated in the country are indeed inoculated. To discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Peter Wharton-Hood. He's the chief executive at Life Healthcare. Thank you very much, Peter, for joining us. Now, we've had close on 300,000 of South African healthcare workers jabbed in the past 5 to 6 weeks or so under the supervision of the South African Medical Research Council. What are your thoughts around this effort so far, especially as some have worried about the slow pace of the program?
Good evening, Nantu, and yes, it's we clearly sit in an exciting and shall I say also quite difficult time as a country. Mm. I think Professor Glenn de Grey did point out much earlier on in the start of Sisonke that in most countries it would have taken 10 months to get something like this organized, and the government rallied the troops and got this up and running in weeks. So I think it's a commendable effort across both public and private sector to have got this far.
Yes.
And clearly, lots of people would want it to have gone faster, but we do have to work within the constraints of the Sisonke program as it's been designed.
Indeed. Now, as we gear up to the second phase of the vaccination rollout, how and where do you see the public and private sector working together?
Well, in the first phase, we committed four of our hospital complexes to administer the vaccines to the frontline workers. Mm-hmm. And as part of the second phase, we will commission a further 9 of our locations to continue the exercise outside of the frontline healthcare workers with a capacity to administer somewhere between 500 or 600 injections a day. And it's clear that the cooperation between government and private just extends the infrastructure and makes it more easily accessible. And clearly working together is the right answer for the country.
Yes. And for the longest time, there's been this issue between the public and the private sector, mistrust and lack of communication and all of that. I suppose this particular time shows more than ever the need for the two to work together.
Most certainly. And as a new joiner to the healthcare industry, it's more difficult for me to comment about the history. But certainly since I joined in September of last year, I've seen very constructive dialogue, active engagement at provincial and national level, and very encouraged by the progress that we're making as a country.
Mm. So, Peter, of course, there's a mini debate or a major debate that's raging about the Health Ministry's decision to temporarily halt the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout in light of the US investigations into possible links to blood clot formations. Do you think the government made the right call under the circumstances, having already vaccinated close on 300,000 people with the very same jab?
Absolutely. In my speaking as an individual, if a warning light goes on in my car, I would stop the car and ascertain what was wrong. Mm. And we got clear signs from the FDA that something is wrong and it warrants investigation. So I think the Health Ministry did exactly the right thing. And speaking as a person, I feel confident that they will not only investigate it, but they will understand it. And this temporary pause is a responsible action to have taken.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent answer. And I think I would have answered it the same way if the same question was posed to me. But how worried are you about the experience that the country's had, firstly with AstraZeneca, and now the temporary halting of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in terms of people becoming increasingly wary of getting the jab? Because presumably that has to be a real concern. And of course, the president has been clear that we live in a democracy and nobody's going to be forced to take it.
Absolutely. And that freedom of choice is an essential one to exercise. I guess sitting close to the front line and understanding the consequences that it has for individuals who have contracted the disease and sadly passed away, Life Healthcare ran a campaign in December called One in Six, where we actually alerted the nation to the fact that one out of every six people that contracts the disease and arrives in our hospital passed away.
Hmm.
So the consequences of catching the disease are clearly very dangerous. And the only way out of this pandemic is, in the first instance, through a robust and extensive vaccination program. And that is the path to, shall we say, freedom in due course. But it's not the only solution that can be executed in the short term. Yeah. Whilst we are in the process of vaccinating the nation, responsible behavior has to continue. Masks, social distance, sanitize. Yeah, just because someone tests negative in a rapid test doesn't mean that they can run around and behave irresponsibly. And just because someone's been vaccinated doesn't mean that they can then run around and behave irresponsibly. We have to behave in a disciplined fashion for months, if not a couple of years to come.
Tough reality. Peter, thank you so much for your time, sir. That was Peter Wharton-Hood. He's the chief executive at Life Healthcare.